From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton formally accepted the Democratic Party's nomination at its national convention in Philadelphia on Thursday night. She urged voters not to give in to the politics of fear. She vowed to unite the country and move it forward if elected in November. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
In a city made famous by America's founding fathers, Hillary Clinton stepped into the spotlight to make some history of her own as the first woman presidential nominee of a major political party.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
In a preview of the tough campaign to come, Clinton took steady aim at the man she'll run against in November, Republican Donald Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News in Philadelphia.
Reaction to Clinton's speech has been predictably partisan. Michelle Obama said she was inspired by the address, while the Trump campaign called it detached from reality. The top U.S. commander says five American Special Operations troops in Afghanistan have been wounded in combat with Islamic State fighters. The troops were hit by small arms fire or shrapnel during an operation in Nangarhar, where Afghan forces have been working to push back the IS fighters. The U.S. commander says three of the soldiers have been evacuated and the other two returned to duty. Until recently, U.S. forces have mainly provided ground support to Afghan troops. The fight against Islamic State is intensified after two attacks in Kabul that recently killed 80 people. From Washington, this is VOA.